That's the story, by the way. Jen Sturger, the former, what they call it, the cowgirl down at FSU, who's been on with us and basically is trying to make a career off being friends with me and stealing my content here on this show, is now parlayed being the Jet girl a couple years back when Favre was the quarterback into a show on Versus. She claimed to Deadspin that Brett Favre used to leave her flirty tech voicemails and she saved them because that's normal. I mean, sane women always save voicemails. And used to send her pictures of his junk. In one of these pictures, she claims that there was some self-pleasuring going on. Oh boy. And she used to show that to her friends whenever they came over to her Hoboken apartment. Now, she has not yet shown these to anybody. So this is her word against everyone's right now. But Deadspin ran with the story yesterday. It's in the mainstream media today. Deadspin's getting buried for running with it. But I understand why they ran with it. Because they have the emails from her to back up, her claim. And no word from Favre yet, obviously.
So, Al, why don't you just get Jen Sturger on and ask her yourself?
Right.
Well, I reached out to Ms. Sturger. And,
right.
God. One of her her people got back to me and said...
Oh, she has people now?
She has a PR firm working for her now. Yeah. PR New York, I think they're called.
Yeah, she has no comment, he says.
No, because she's been exposed as a skank.
Oh, is that
basically
why?
I mean, I don't know. And I checked her out this morning to see what, she's got going on online.
Yeah.
She just wrote a whole column about how hard it is to find the right man. and she also says the reason she did not go to the Jets about it is that she figured she would have been fired had she gone to her superiors at the Jets and told them that Brett Favre was hitting on her.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, grow up, would you? And now, to me, if I'm Jen Sturger and I got Brett Favre sending me pictures of his junk,
right?
I wouldn't want that to end, you know?
Why is that?
I'd want to embrace that relationship and keep it going.
Why is that?
Why do you want it to end? Doing it this way, now you're done. You can't be trusted in the sports world ever again.
Maybe that's why she can't find a man.
Maybe. I mean, no team is going to let her in a locker room. She can't go cover sports anymore, right? She can't be trusted. I mean, her sports career is over, as far as that goes. Now she better find a doctor and get married, because her sports career is done. Versus has to fire her. She has no credibility as a sports commentator now, right?
Right. Well, in your eyes, I guess.
I mean, don't you have to?
I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know what these people look at. I don't know if this is a legitimate story. It's not a legitimate story. She's making it up. And, I have no idea, and I don't even know why they even go down this road.
Well, if you're Deadspin, though, and Jen Sturger says to you, listen, I have voicemails and photographs from Brett Favre and of Brett Favre,
I would think
handling himself.
I would think if you want to.
I mean, if I'm Deadspin, listen, I'm all over that.
I mean, we've covered a number of Deadspin articles before, and they seem to be mostly legitimate, right? I mean,
I love Deadspin. You want to get AJ on? You can bring him on. Yeah. I got no problem putting him on today.
I don't know why they wouldn't try to confirm the the allegations.
Well, they said to her, "Listen, we're not going to sit on the story forever," and they do have her emails to them, which is all that's legit. In which she acknowledges it.
I guess
email,
if they have emails from somebody, then they can run with a story, even though there's no confirmation of what she's saying.
Well, they never got to see it, which they admit also. I mean, they to me, the way AJ and Deadspin presented the story, it was with complete transparency. They told you everything. They said, we've never seen it.
Right.
She apparently was going to drop them off to Deadspin on her way to the studio, I guess yesterday or the day before, and then completely disappeared, and Deadspin ran with the story. And their fear, because of the digital world.
And she reached out to them.
Yeah, they were going to do they do a lot of these funky blogs from time to time, like, hey, take a picture of the biggest tool in an NBA jersey.
All right.
Like at a concert, stuff like that.
Right.
So they were going to do a story on the heels of the dude on the Cowboys taking a picture of himself.
Okay.
Whatever that guy's name is, right?
Marcellus
something or other?
Yeah.
All right. So they were going to do a story about athletes today, taking camera phone pictures of their junk, which is happening a lot now, right?
What is wrong with
Santonio Holmes did it back when he was with the Steelers.
What is wrong with this generation, really?
So Jen Sturger reached out to them and said, I actually have a photo of Brett Favre when I was working for the Jets. He used to send me photos of his junk. So if I'm Deadspin, I'm all over that.
Now, did she go on Versus and talk about this?
No one watches the show. How would we know?
You would think that
if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it?
No.
Okay, so if someone says something on a show that nobody watches it, who heard it, you know?
That's a good point.
Right? I think it's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
So I have no idea, dude.
Okay.
But now, obviously, this is going this by this point, this has gotten back to Favre, obviously, right?
Of course it has.
Right. So who's going to have the cojones to ask Favre at his Minnesota Viking press conference? Yes, you in the back? Yes, Brett, care to comment on the rumors that you're sending photos of your junk to Jen Sturger? That's going to be a tough one, huh?
Oh, boy, it's going to be tough.
But for a girl claiming she's trying to, you know, get by on her brains and personality and not on her boobs and looks, this will do some significant damage to that, don't you think, Boobs?
Oh, God.
You know, and she's an attractive girl. No one ever disputed that, you know. Clearly got a fatal flaw. She should have slept with him. That would have been the answer.